Good morning. Today we're going to talk about Shvi Shel Pesach, which was the time of the Kriyas Yam, so the splitting of the sea. So the Sefer Minhag Yishal Torah, it's a Hasidic book, so that's important to say as we talk about various Minhagim that primarily Hasidim have on Shvi Shel Pesach, or the night before Shvi. So it's also Shvi Shel Pesach, but the night before, the night of Shvi Shel Pesach. So the Yesod V'Shoresh Avoda brings a minhag of the early Hasidim that they would stay up all night Shvi Shel Pesach, and what they would do is they would discuss and tell the great Nisim and Niflos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the Midrashim and the various Sfarim, and also they would read Parshas B'Shalach up until after Az Yashir, up until after the Shira. So they spent the time kind of like Shavuos night, but it was focused on the specific miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, Kriyas Yamsuf and the like. So that was, they stayed up all night discussing that. So that is one minhag. However, there are others that say that this is the wrong thing to do, because we're talking about Yantif. There's a din of Simcha on Yantif, and not sleeping, staying up all night, indeed can take away Simchas Yantif. It could be the opposite of Simcha. It's a very difficult thing to stay awake. And accordingly, there are those that say this is an improper thing to do. But regardless, there are those that say, so you don't have to stay up all night, but at least into the night a little bit, we should be giving praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying the Shira at night, saying the Az Yashir at night. That would all be proper to do on the Lel of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So that's category number one, either staying up all night or staying up a little bit of the night, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talking about the great Nisim that happened with the Kriyas Yam Suf. Category number two of Minhagim is that there are some Hasidim and Anshei Maisa that would get together in groups, large groups at this night, and they would sing the Shira together, and there are actually Mizmorim and Sukim that are to be said. Some Sidurim and Machsorim were printed with like a tekis, a thing to be said on this night, on the Laila of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So that is a second and related minhag by some Hasidim. Number three is to go specifically to get together with the Gedolei Ador, the great Tzadikim, the Admorim, the Menachem Sion. One of the Sifrei Kabbalah discusses this, that he heard from a Gadol, from a Talmud of a Gadol, that this is the time that you should get together with your Rebbe, with your Rav, with the Tzadikim of the door. And the rationale is fascinating and very powerful, that hu le to'elet Gadol skula amitis, it's a very great toelis, there's a great objective to this, it's a great school of why, shebiyom ze ne'emar ve'yaminu bar Hashem uv Moshe avdo. Because, as we know, with the Shira, it says in the precursor to that on this day, Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem and Moshe. And we see, it explains as follows, that the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fully completed through having that connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. And through having that connection to Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't simply having that connection to a Gadol, the Gadol Ador, the Gadol of the world for our generations, but that's indeed what built further the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And accordingly, that's the same thing we want to do, is on this day, the day of Kriyas Yam Suf, where Klal Yisrael had that building of their Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to do the same thing and get together with our Gedolim, with our Tzadikim, with our Admorim, and build a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through building that bond to that Tzadik. So that would be number three, minhag number three. And number four, the Sefer Darkei Chaim V'Shalom says that they would have a minhag to pour out water on the ground at the time that they were dancing and singing the Shira, the Az Yashir, and it was to remember the great Nais of Klal Yisrael went through the sea, and it was Yabasha, it was dry for them, and they went through the sea. So we want to pour on the ground some water. I guess we would stand on the dry spot to represent that standing on dry amongst the wetness, standing on the dry area and the Yam, as surrounded by the walls of the Yam Suf that were split, but standing on dry land. So they would pour the water accordingly as a zecher to remember that tremendous nay. So there we have it. Four different minhagim, primarily done by Hasidim. I haven't seen a misnagdim do this, but that is some interesting minhagim that anyone is welcome to adopt. Have a wonderful day and have a wonderful Chag of Shmini, of Shvi, and also for Chutzars of Shmini, of the Kriyas Yam Suf.